President Joe Biden visited DeForest on Wednesday to promote his economic agenda. It's Thursday, February 9th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Hope Kerwin reports on what Wisconsin consumers can expect to pay for eggs this spring. And Joe Schultz takes a look at the creative new uses for buildings that used to house shopping malls and big box stores. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
President Joe Biden spoke at a labor training facility outside of Madison on Wednesday. He was promoting the agenda that he laid out during his State of the Union address Tuesday night. President Biden addressed union workers in DeForest about his economic plan and his record on job creation. He said he's investing in a, quote, blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America. That includes putting $4 billion into manufacturing, according to White House figures. And he pointed to his trillion-dollar infrastructure plan, which he said is putting union laborers to work fixing Wisconsin ports, bridges, and roads. In a statement, the Republican National Committee called Biden's Wisconsin visit an out-of-touch victory lap and said families are continuing to struggle with inflation. Food pantries across Wisconsin are bracing for higher demand as the federal government prepares to cut off pandemic-related food assistance payments. During the COVID-19 crisis, hundreds of thousands of low-income Wisconsinites got at least $95 a month in additional food share funding on top of their regular payments. But those extra payments will be ending effective March 1st following a vote from Congress. Michelle Orge leads the Second Harvest Food Bank of South Wisconsin. She says food pantries are already seeing a spike in visits because of rising grocery prices, and she expects that demand to increase even more once benefits are reduced.
Food insecurity was not a new thing during the pandemic. It's just gotten worse.
People can call 211 for help finding a local food pantry. You may have noticed it at the grocery store, egg prices ridiculously high, and after months of those high prices, industry leaders in Wisconsin say lower egg prices are on the way. Hope Kerwin has that story.
John Brunkwell is CEO of Egg Innovations, which has 15 farms in Wisconsin. After the avian influenza outbreak created a shortage of eggs, Brunkwell says 2022 ended up being a lucrative year for his industry, even with inflation pushing their supply costs higher. He says many producers were surprised that consumers kept buying eggs, even when prices hit $5 or $6 in some cases.
People weren't happy about paying those prices, but, you know, through Thanksgiving, Christmas, et cetera, the purchasing, you know, continued at a very steady pace.
Brunkwell says wholesale prices have already fallen about 60% over the last month. He estimates it will take another month before consumers see the decline in stores. He says the industry fully expects avian flu to return this spring, but producers are hopeful it won't cause the same supply problems. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 13,000 licenses have been sold ahead of an annual Wisconsin tradition, sturgeon spearing season, which starts on Saturday. During a Tuesday briefing, the Department of Natural Resources biologist Margaret Stadig gave a forecast for the season. She said water clarity on Lake Winnebago is the top predictor of success. Staff found water quality is better this year than in past years.
With water clarity being pretty good this year, we expect to see a decent number of lake sturgeon harvested, though the warm weather may probably deteriorate some of the ice conditions, and that might actually cause a reduction in spearing success.
Lake sturgeon are the largest species of fish in Wisconsin by far. A record was set in 2010 when a 7-foot-long, 212-pound sturgeon was pulled from Lake Winnebago.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And like the rest of the country, since about 2010, Wisconsin has seen a slew of major retail closures. But as Joe Schultz reports, local communities are getting creative and finding new uses for former malls and big box stores.
Pickle Pro Courts on Madison's north side is packed as people participate in a pickleball tournament. The indoor facility features multiple courts, each contained with netting. It's open 24/7 to members. But the site wasn't always a bustling athletic space. In fact, it spent most of its life as a vacant former grocery store in Madison's Northside Town Center strip mall.
It was literally vacant space for 20 years.
That's Patrick Reha, the owner of Pickle Pro Courts, which opened last August. Reha worked to convert the deserted store into a state-of-the-art pickleball facility.
We had to put in all new electrical, all new plumbing, all new flooring, all new lighting, and so everything was required new, but we ended up with a great facility that people love.
The retail industry has seen thousands of closures since 2010. The Great Recession was especially hard on retail. And then, as the national economy began to recover, Amazon and other online retailers continued to cut into brick-and-mortar sales. In 2017 alone, the U.S. saw more than 7,000 retail stores close. And industry analysts predict another 30 to 80,000 could close in the next 2 years. That's created a lot of empty buildings in a lot of Wisconsin communities. Recently, though, many of Wisconsin's former retail spaces have found new life. A portion of Green Bay's East Town Mall is now a manufacturing facility for American Tent. And that's not the only community that's revitalized a former retail facility. At Mineshaft in Oshkosh, arcade games were to life as patrons blast alien invaders and race in Mario Kart. This site was once a Walmart, but when the retailer moved to a bigger location across the highway, its old property became a blight on the community. It was razed in 2007. In the late 2010s, Mineshaft owner Tom Masters and other developers worked with the city to revitalize the decaying retail plaza. They built a large, rustic, brick and wooden building in place of the old Walmart. After opening the mineshaft in 2020, Masters plans to grow the restaurant's game room, add another dining room, and build an outdoor dining space.
I would say that hopefully in this next year or two that we would be expanded.
In the same former strip mall as Mineshaft, a former JCPenney has also been converted into Extreme Customs, a company that sells custom rims and tires. Rob Clayman is with the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce. He says revitalizing those properties was important.
Having this great redevelopment there as people enter Oshkosh, it just kind of transforms the image that we have when you're coming into the community.
While there are still plenty of vacant big box stores across Wisconsin, these projects show that former retail locations can be transformed into economic assets to their local communities. In Janesville, leaders hope to turn a former Sears into an indoor sports complex that could have an annual economic impact of $23 million. The Woodman Sports and Convention Center would host conferences and youth sports tournaments, with a year-round ice rink and an area that could be used for indoor soccer or basketball. Jennifer Petrozillo with the City of Janesville says the project aims to boost local tourism.
It really allows us to diversify our economic drivers and expand into the sports tourism market.
Today, that property is still just an abandoned Sears, but Janesville officials hope the Sports and Convention Center can open in fall 2024. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning, and you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.